was this long drawn out affair. Yeah, and they had all kind of words, you know, like they call you by your name, but when they start calling you my young man and all like that, that means you don't overstep your bounds. Now, I'll get you out in a few minutes. You got one coming. I'm going to put it on you. You stay shook up, heart trouble and everything else.
Do you remember slaughtering hogs when there were no parts you wouldn't use at all?
No.
You used everything?
All, everything. The half were for packing, you know, like seat cushions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was used. On a cow now, they would throw away, well, they used the cow bag then, and they call it tripe.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people, I mean, inside, what do you call it, the thing that digests the food in a cow?
The stomach, yeah.
Yeah.
And they make tripe.
See, because I think a cow, where they chew the food and then get up late and finish chewing it or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have something in and they make tripe, what they call tripe, they cut that up and cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people eat the bags now on the hide. You would use that for back of cheers and bottom of cheers and all like that. The bones at that time, they had guys go around buying them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would save them up.
Oh,
and
I see, yeah. Bones, you could, I guess things were
hard. Yeah, old hounds, you know, knives and, they had a lot of use for it.
Mm-hmm.
But they had what we call a jump man.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come around there, all the different type of stuff we could save. See, we could probably buy about 4 shotgun shells, you know, with the money he'd give.
Yeah.
And then let some wild dude go out and maybe take a shot at him and did something and miss, and then we was out of business.
Mm-hmm.
But they use most of the horns.
Mm-hmm.
for calling dogs and all stuff like that. They would sit by, and like I said, they ate everything. They ate the brains and all like that. And then, but also in times of like they go, well, you know, castrating hogs to make those better and all like that. They would eat those mountain oysters, what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain oysters? What?
That's the testicles of an old young male hog.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a young male hog? If he wasn't a pig, but he wasn't quite a hog.
I'm trying to think what the heck is he. I forgot now. I'm trying to think of the name they call him. But boy, I ought to think of it, because if they all ever come back to haunt me, it'd be a paper. Because we but
do you remember, did you ever make something out of the hog lungs?
They made, like I said, they made it out all. They would take what they call the melt. They would take the lung, and they would make a kind of it would be more like a soup in a way. It'd be soupy like, but they would have all the ingredients like your onions and everything, and then it I didn't like the softness, you know, of that lung part, but the onions and all the other stuff, and they made you kind of overlook it when you was eating it.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I used to try to rake out the little grains of the lung itself, because it was kind of spongy.
Yeah. Huh. Do you remember what with the head and the face, what different things would you make out of that?
Hog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they would like the nose. They would that new part. They would cook it, you know, mm-hmm. regular, and say it a lot of times in greens and such, and sometime by itself. And the other part, they would grind up and make what they call a hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And